for the Warren County Radio Bible School today. We're going to have our special feature in which I read from the Rock Cliff Review. And this is a sermon that I preached at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff on the 46th Psalm. I thought it would be good to read that psalm before we read the article about that sermon. And here is the psalm. It has this inscription: for the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, set to Almoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth do change, and though the mountains be shaken into the heart of the seas, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains tremble with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, extremes thereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God will help her, and that right early. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. Jehovah of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of Jehovah. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Jehovah of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. And the name of the sermon and the name of the article in the Rock Cliff Review: God is our refuge. The inscription of the 46th Psalm reminds us that it was to be set to music, for it's to the chief musician. It is another of the 12 Psalms that are for the sons of Korah. It is called a song upon Almoth. Almoth reminds us of the word translated virgin in Isaiah 7:14. Perhaps this was to be sung by the pure, wholesome voices of young virgins. It is a dramatic psalm of 3 stanzas, each followed by a selah, calling us to meditative silence. The 46th psalm begins, God is our refuge, Psalm 46:1. A refuge is a place to flee for safety, a shelter in time of storm, a fortress in times of danger. Joshua established 6 cities of refuge in the Promised Land, Joshua 20. Deuteronomy 33:27 says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. God is more than a refuge. He is also our strength, a very present help in trouble. He's not just a little help, a very present help is a help that is near, constant, and abundant. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. These frightening physical phenomena are symbolic. Earth is the orderly realm of material things upon which we seem to depend. Mountains are the governments of men. The sea is the chaos that follows in their downfall. These words bring to mind a line we sometimes sing. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. Selah. Selah ends this first stanza. And it's a cause us to pause and think on these things. The second stanza begins, there is a river, Psalm 46:4. This peaceful river in our city of refuge is in contrast to the violent commotions outside. Our refuge is as a spiritual Jerusalem. The streams thereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. We read in Hebrews 12:28, that we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Outside and all around, the heathens raged. The kingdoms were moved. But when he uttered his voice, the earth melted. It is as though God said to the world, "Peace, be still." Mark 4:39. We do not fear, because the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. This second stanza ends with Selah. And so again we pause and we consider. In the third stanza, the virgins are saying, "Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire." Psalm 46:8-9. Those who war in the world can come together in peace in God's church. I'm reminded of the holy mountain, where the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie with the kid. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, Isaiah 11:6-9. Paul wrote, "He is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross." Ephesians 2:14-17. The psalmist wrote, "Be still and know that I am God." We still sing that line together. Then, "I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." God is now exalted in the uttermost part of the earth when men and women hear, believe, and obey his gospel. The last verse says, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." This is the third time God is called our refuge in the psalm. I'm reminded of Hebrews 11:18. We have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us. For the third time, Selah calls us to meditate on these things. And as you do, you may want to sing. There is a place of quiet rest, a place where sin cannot molest, a place of comfort sweet, where we our Savior meet, a place of full release, where all is joy and peace. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee near to the heart of God. Now we read from the Rock Cliff Review, because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we've been studying in our regular class a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of October 24th, 1926. And it is about Joshua and about how he had faith that was unwavering. We see this unwavering faith manifested in Joshua. For when God told him to go into the promised land, we read in Joshua 1:10-11, "Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the midst of the camp, and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you're to pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which Jehovah your God giveth you to possess it. And so Joshua did as he was told. The command given in chapter 1, verses 10 and 11 to the officer shows that Joshua believed God, although the Jordan lay between them and the land of promise, and was then out of its banks. Yet Joshua and the children of Israel raised no questions as to how they would cross it and expressed no doubt. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh reminded Joshua the promise Moses had made to give them an inheritance on the eastern side of the Jordan, and renewed their declaration to pass over and help others conquer the nations, and promised to obey Joshua as they had hearkened unto Moses. Let me read that to the remaining of the chapter. Joshua 1, verses 12 through 18. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half tribe of Manasseh, spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses, the servant of Jehovah, commanded you, saying, Jehovah your God giveth you rest, and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall abide in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But ye shall pass over before your brethren, armed with all the mighty men of valor, and shall help them until Jehovah hath given your brethren rest as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which Jehovah your God giveth them. Then shall ye return to the land of your possession and possess it, which Moses, the servant of Jehovah, gave you beyond the Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou hast commanded us, we will do, and whether thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only Jehovah thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that shall rebel against thy commandment, and shall not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Well, that brings a Sunday school lesson to a close, except for this rhyme at the end, this one by Browning. What had I on earth to do with the slothful and with the mawkish and the unmanly? Like the aimless, helpless, hopeless, did I drivel, being who? One who never turned his back, but marched breast forward, never doubted clouds would break, never dreamed though right were worsted, wrong would triumph, held we failed to rise, or baffled to the fight better, sleep to wake. No, at noonday in the bustle of man's work, time greet the unseen with a cheer, bid him forward, breast and back as either should be, strive and thrive, cry, speed, fight on, fare ever, there is here. And then this by Whittier. Others shall sing the song. Others shall right the wrong. Finish what I begin. And all I fail of win. What matters I or they, mine or another's day? So the right word be said, and life the sweeter made. Now on the opening page I see that there's a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of October the 31st, 1926, on the evils of strong drink. It is a temperance lesson. The golden text for this lesson is, At the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. You know, sometimes I think people think of that when people say, Well, do you think it's wrong? Do you think it's harmful to just have the alcohol in your home? But I think, why would you want a serpent in your home? Why would you want an adder in your home? It bites It stings, and alcohol kills.